You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, after 1 week since Boomer and I picked every game the same, week one, we are tied at the top. 3 wins, 2 losses. Jerry in second place with the virtual tie in first place. 2 wins, 3 losses. And as far as our prop bets go, Jerry is 0-1 with his prop bets. Boomer and I are 1-0 with the prop bets. The Boomer and Geo football picks are sponsored by FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook, and the official sportsbook of WFAN. 5 games and another prop. Jerry, where do we start?
5 games. We start in Miami, South Florida. The Buffalo Bills coming off the loss to the a home loss to the Steelers in Miami against the Dolphins. The Dolphins getting at home 3.5.
Bounce back spot for the Bills. You know it is. 100%. There's no way that this team is going to have any sort of agita with the Miami Dolphins. I think Tua is not very good. I think the Bills on both sides of the ball dominate this game. I'm going to say the Bills win 31-13. Give me Buffalo big.
It's a get right spot.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I think. It's a get right spot for Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. I will take the Buffalo Bills, and I'll give the points to you, the Miami Dolphins.
I hate to agree with you guys, but the Bills are simply the better team. I will take Buffalo minus the 3.5 as well. All right, game number 2. Steelers off the big win in Buffalo at home against the Raiders, who had a nice win in prime time on Monday Night Football. Pittsburgh minus 6.5.
That Steelers defense was suffocating.
Suffocating.
Against the Bills. I mean, they were all over. And by the way, you know, people forget that Melvin Ingram signed as a free agent in that Steelers defense. He, formerly of the L.A. Chargers.
Somebody had to replace Bud Dupree.
That's right. And he is a veteran, and he is good, and he's still really good. T.J. Watt signed a contract. It's a home opener for them. Heinz Field. I'm going to take the Steelers. I think the Steelers start off an impressive 2-0 and cover that big number against the Raiders. Boomer, your turn.
Yeah, I know. I'm thinking. I don't like giving points like this. Derek Carr, he looked great in week one. Good Baltimore defense. Huge win, comeback win. I don't really know who the Raiders are. And I'm not really sure what they're all about. I know who the Steelers are. Mm-hmm. I don't think the Steelers' offense is as good as you think it is.
I don't think it's that good.
Yeah, so I mean,
defense is good.
You know, I'm going to take the Raiders and the points. I think the Steelers are going to win. They're going to get the 2-0, but I'm going to take the Raiders and the points.
All right, I will take Pittsburgh at home and Mike Tomlin, I trust, minus the 6.5. I give that. I will take Pittsburgh. Game number 3, we go to prime time. Chiefs and Ravens in Baltimore. You've got a really good team here getting 3.5 points at home. The problem is they're taking on Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City.
Yeah, I love this spot for Kansas City. And I understand that they've played a lot of close games the last couple of, well, I mean, last year. And then, of course, now with the Browns in week one. And you think that Kansas City is going to blow out everybody, and they seemingly blow out nobody. But this Ravens team is going to have a long year, man. It's injury after injury. I think Patrick Mahomes throws 5 touchdowns in this game. And then there's no way in hell that the Ravens are able to come back. I like the Chiefs by double digits in this one. Give me Kansas City.
You know what? It's Patrick Mahomes' birthday today, I think.
Oh, it is.
Something to celebrate. You know, he is actually better now than he was last year and the year before that. He is really good.
He's really good.
I don't know if you knew that, Jerry.
I've heard.
I've heard you like Patrick him. Mahomes on the road at Baltimore. They get the 2-0, and they put up 30 points.
I am going to take the Ravens in this game. I'm going to take the points. Field goal game. Don't know if they win. I will take Baltimore to put one in the win column. I got the Ravens. All right, game number four. The Cowboys, who lost to Marcus Lawrence this week, lost a tough game in Tampa week one, season opener. In L.A. against the Chargers, as the Chargers open SoFi Stadium after the Rams did last week. Chargers off the win in Washington. The Chargers minus 3.5.
This is a really tough one. That's why I wanted to put it on there, because I think that we're going to have disagreements on this one. That DeMarcus Lawrence injury really does change a lot of things, because Herbert's just good, man.
It ain't great.
You know what? I'm waffling. The team I thought I was going to pick when I put this up on the board, I'm actually changing. And I'm going to change it to the Dallas Cowboys. Give me the Dallas Cowboys in this one. I was very impressed Thursday night. Long week, Boomer. Man. Long week for the Cowboys after opening against the Bucs. So I like Dallas.
Give me the Chargers, man. They're rolling this year. They got a new coach. He's a smart, bright coach. He's got a terrific young quarterback. And don't forget, they have pass rushers. And those pass rushers will give Dak Prescott fits. So I'm taking the Chargers.
I will take the Cowboys. I have them going 15-2. Going to be hard to do that if they start 0-2. I will take the Cowboys plus the 3.5 points. I am concerned that the Chargers, what they were, 13 of 16 on third down last week in Washington. Cowboys defense, not great.
They only scored 20 points, though.
Right. And I think the Cowboys will score here. Plus, Jerry Jones is in L.A. He's thrilled. I'll take the Cowboys. And finally, we go local. We've got the New England Patriots. The home opener for the Jets at MetLife Stadium. The Jets getting 5.5.
This is just a stupid pick on my part, but I'm going to do
it. Someone's taking the Jets.
I'm taking the Jets. Yeah, I am. I'm going to say that second half carries over into this game. This Mac Jones stuff to me is just way overhyped. I'm not that impressed with the New England Patriots. 5.5 is a lot. I actually think I don't think the Jets will win, but they'll keep it within 3 or 4. And I think Wilson gets better. I really believe they're going to cover. The Jets are going to cover at home against the New England Patriots in their home opener.
Another tough one. This is one of those pressure point games where both rookie quarterbacks are going to be feeling it. I'm going to take the Patriots.
That's it. The Patriots.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Okay. I hadn't really thought of this game. I will go with Patriots. I'll go with Belichick. I'm going to take the Patriots. I hate to do that, but I will take New England.
All right. Very good. All right. So our prop bets. I'm actually going to stick in this game, and I'm going to go Corey Davis over 53.5 receiving yards on the day. Corey Davis will have at least 60 receiving yards. That means he's going over. That's my prop bet.
I'm staying in this game as well, and I'm using Mac Jones as my prop bet, and I believe he is going to go over 240 yards passing, 240.5 to be specific.
I don't know what the number is, so I can't get it quick enough, but I will take Ezekiel Elliott for the over, for whatever the yards are for him on the board.
I can find that for you.
Total yards
Rush yards. He was annoyed with his 33 yards last week and sort of spoke about it yesterday or Wednesday. So I'll take Zeke the over in yards for whatever it is, rushing yards.
We got to get this on record here.
Well, I just put it on record.
You just said over no matter what it is.
Yeah, well, okay, fine. I can find it for you in 2 seconds. The number is
70, 65.
Wow, it's low. This is a good one.
What is it?
58.5.
I'm taking Ezekiel Elliott over 58.5 rushing yards. I think I just piqued Al's interest, too, for a little prop bet on Sunday.
That is low.
Yes.
Very, very low.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.